Hey friends, hope you're having a good day, and I'm having a good day, and it's going to get better and better and better. So just having a coffee here at one of my favorite places, having an Americano because I'm an American. In a moment, I want to share just a few thoughts with you on how to grow your faith, but actually how to get faith, how to recognize when you don't have faith, and how to, yeah, actually really let faith grow in a way that's real, that's actually works in life. This is so important, this. Don't miss this one today. Hey, a few quick announcements as usual. If you're on my YouTube channel, why not like this, give it a thumbs up, share it, hit the subscribe button, all of those good things. If you haven't subscribed for our email newsletter, I really encourage you to do that. We send a free gift to everybody who does that. I've got a 3-hour teaching from a conference I did years ago. This has changed so many lives on living from the secret place. And let me just mention as well, my new course was out yesterday and I've been getting some amazing feedback. Thank you guys for the feedback of those who've signed up for that course. It's all about the disciplines of a spirit-filled life, how to build a spirit-filled life. You know, really, most of the things we need to do in life, we don't do by having some massive Herculean, you know, marathon effect. We do by doing the right things every day. The way you build a kind of financial security and safety, it's not by trying to win a lottery or doing something like that. It's by consistently giving, consistently saving, consistently being wise with your money, consistently investing money. And over a time, money makes money, makes money, makes money. And it's actually like that with faith. Do you know faith makes faith? We go from faith, from hope to hope, from glory to glory. And God wants to take us in this place of exponential increase, where the path of the just becomes like the shining light that gets brighter and brighter until the perfect day. We've got to start somewhere. And how we actually bake into our daily lives, so to speak, the habits of this new life is so important, it really is. So do check out that course. There'll be a link below for that. And it is 50% off for the first 3 weeks. Boom. Alrighty. Let me just share something with you about faith. And this is going to sound strange maybe, but it's interesting. Over the years, I've found one of the greatest skills that have helped me in ministry, both for myself and in helping others, particularly in the realm of healing, but at many levels, is the ability or capacity to recognize when we're not in faith. You know, the Bible talks about, Paul talks about unfeigned faith. Well, if there's unfeigned faith, there's actually feigned faith as well. And you know, it's so vital that our faith is real, and we've actually got faith, and we're not, I mean, conning other people is one thing, but we're not actually conning ourselves when we have faith. And do we really have faith? Now, you may think, oh, great, I'm being attacked. No, I think it's actually a really positive and useful thing to be able to look at yourself, or maybe look at others, or have the Lord show you. I mean, how does God see our faith? Yeah, how would he grade it? Now again, I'm not saying we need to put anybody down, but Jesus graded faith. Everywhere he went, he would say, I've not seen so great faith. To one lady, he said, you've got mega faith. I've never seen so little faith. Why is it you have so little faith? And there's this... it can be measured, it can be quantified in a way. So a really great prayer to pray is to say, Lord, show me where my faith's actually at. And how do we know we've got faith? I mean, it's not really the point of my teaching today, but it's actually quite easy. Do you know this joy and peace in believing? I know when I'm in faith for something, because I've entered into rest. Hebrews 4:11 says, he believes has entered into rest and has ceased from his own labors, even as God did. So when you're at faith, when you're in faith, you're at rest, you know that you know that you know that you know that you know. When you're in faith, you're not trying to have faith. I remember once years ago, getting up sick as a dog and kind of walking the floor for hours, like, by his stripes I am healed, by his stripes I am healed. And after about 2 or 3 hours of unbelief, it's like the Lord spoke to me and said, do you really believe that? And I was like, yeah, I know. And he said to me something I've never forgotten. He said, if you believe that you are healed by my stripes, why are you trying to get healed? And I can't tell you, it feels like thousands, but many, many times somebody's come to me and said, I've got faith and I believe. And then half a second later, they say, why isn't it working? And, you know, I know what they're trying to express then, but what they're actually really, the bit that's going on the heart is, it's not working. I'm not condemning anybody, but I think the first step to actually getting faith is to acknowledge you don't have it. Or maybe you have it in a nascent form, you have it, but you still have doubts, fears, unbelief, different things that co-mingle and cohabit with it. That in effect, it's like your James 1:8 says, you're double-minded. Double-minded man is unstable in his ways and won't receive from God. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. What it means is we need to get rid of those other things. And here's just a really simple key that will help you today. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. The two things in that verse is what God does and then what we do. I am not responsible to make faith come in my heart, and I cannot make faith come in my heart. If I try, it's fake faith. It's unfeigned faith. I can try and be positive thinking and I believe, but if I don't believe, I don't believe. I cannot make faith come. What I can do though is make myself hear the word of God. What I can do is switch off Netflix and switch on the word of God, switch on some good teaching, preaching, is surround myself with the word of God. What I can do is choose what goes in my eyes, my ears, my mouth, in my brain, and because it will get into my heart. I remember years ago, I was in a church in France, and there was a guy who the Lord was really using in healing. And I was in this church, and I think I'd been asked to help stand behind or catch people or whatever. And so in a way, it's like I'm shadowing this guy as he goes along and prays. And this guy got to a lady, and he talked with this lady for a few moments. And because I was standing so near, I could really hear what he was saying. And this guy basically gave this lady a hug and said, you don't have a lot of faith, do you? And she's like, no. And he gave this woman a hug, he loved on her, and said, go home and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Repeat, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Just keep reading them. And he said, you will get faith for healing. Somebody once asked Mick Wigglesworth if he could recommend a good book on healing. And Wigglesworth said the same thing, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Another time people said to Wigglesworth, how do you get great faith? And Wigglesworth quoted Mark 4, first a blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. In effect, what Wigglesworth was saying is the way you get faith is by planting the seed of the word. Just plant it, keep it in there, keep watering it, keep planting, keep watering it, and it will grow. And I've got a really simple encouragement for you today. Faith will come if you hear the word of God. Your job is to hear the word of God. God's job is to make faith come. Don't try and make faith come. That's dumb and that's silly and you'll never ever work. But if you will keep hearing and hearing and hearing, faith will come. I'll finish with this, but I remember a season in my life when back at the beginning of my ministry, the Lord called me to live by faith financially. It's great. I had two problems. Number one, no finances. Number two, no faith. True story. And I just remember like walking the floor saying, my God supplies all my needs. And it's like everything in me going, no, he doesn't. This isn't real. I don't believe this. And it's like, you know, I had a breakthrough in my life when I suddenly realized how I feel about God's word doesn't matter. Yeah, faith isn't a feeling. And I would just continue to engage with God's word, about God's fidelity, about God's faithfulness to provide for me. I just continue, stayed in that word. And I can't even really tell you when it was, but there was a time, and for me it was probably 2 or 3 years later, where this click came and I suddenly realized, for me it's like gravity falling. You know, I just picked up my AirPods here and dropped them. I didn't mean to do that, I apologize. I have no doubt whatsoever, I know exactly what was gonna happen because the law of gravity will draw them back. Romans 3:27 says, faith is a law, the law of faith. So just keep in it, keep being diligent. You need healing and you probably will need healing at some stage in your life, or somebody you know will need healing at some stage in their life. stay in the Word, just keep in the Word, morning, noon, and night. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Faith will come in Jesus' name. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. And hey, I'm going to have a little video out later, a little snippet from my new course, just a taster I'm going to put out every day. And some of my Q&A sessions, we'll be putting those out later. So lots of great things there. Do subscribe for our email newsletter and check out our audio podcast as well. So many good things. Hey, my friends in America, looking forward to being back in the US this week in God's country. And I'll be speaking this coming Sunday in Sturbridge Worship Center about, what am I speaking about? I'm speaking about how to inquire of the Lord. Really powerful message. And then in Norwalk, Connecticut that afternoon, I will be speaking on the power of silence and quietness and how to really create a place of depth in our walk with God by waiting upon the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Bless you. Bye for now.